Yeah? Brian, just let me know. Our technical director, let me know he's got that on tape. So that at the next KTAR Christmas party.
Oh, great.
That'll be over the loudspeaker. That'll be great.
Fantastic.
He'll make me pay him to keep that off the air. We're talking about spam today. We're talking about ways to fight it, things you can do. And actually, something that just got emailed in by Judy is sort of topical, a little bit different than spam. Judy writes, "Is there anything to this?" And then what follows is a quote from an email that somebody sent to her, which starts off with, "Read immediately and pass on to everyone you know. Someone is sending out a very cute screensaver of the Budweiser frogs. If you download it, you'll lose everything. Your hard drive will crash, and someone from the internet will get your screen name and password."
Wow.
"Do not download it under any circumstances." And it goes on and on and on and on and on, begging you to forward it to everybody you know.
This has got to be the most invasive virus ever. Why am I not hearing about this all over
so
the
Judy
media?
So Judy asks, is there anything to this? Is this real? Well, Judy, I decided, I knew the answer, but I decided, what if I didn't know the answer? What would I do?
Right.
Well, there's two things you could do. You could ask the guys on the computer corner. You could wait till Saturday afternoons and email us between 12 and 2. And you could do that through our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and look for the ask a question, right? Which is what Judy did. Or if you wanted to know and you didn't want to wait for an answer from us and you didn't want to have to listen to the show and, well, that's all dumb. You'd want to do all those things. But you could get an answer very, very quickly. What I did was took like the first sentence out of that thing and cut and pasted it into Google. And I took actually where it said, "Read immediately and pass on to everyone you know. Someone is sending out a very cute screensaver of the Budweiser frogs." I just took that whole phrase.
Put that whole thing into the Google.
Put it into Google. Right. And I just clicked the "I'm feeling lucky," which is the, "Hey, just take me to the first search result." Right. And it came up to a website called breakthechain.org. Stop junk email and misinformation. And it basically goes on to tell you that since 1997, this hoax has been circulating the internet.
True.
That there's nothing to it. And then it gives you all kinds of information about other ones that are just like it. But it points out things that you can look at that will tell you that this is a hoax. Things like it refers to a date of yesterday, but there's no actual date. Well, anything that was actually sent out as a virus alert would have a specific date and time. It says that there's no fix available. The fact is that when a new virus is discovered, generally easily within 24 hours, there is a quote-unquote fix or a patch or an update to take care of that virus and prevent it from coming in. The companies that are on record as quoted in this particular hoax are Microsoft and AOL, neither of which are security companies, neither of which will generally comment about security threats. Companies like McAfee and Symantec and Computer Associates and things like that are actually security companies that create antivirus products would comment about those things, but not Microsoft and AOL. And there's just a number of things. The biggest one of which is that it's in all uppercase in many, many places
begging
all throughout
you.
The thing. It's begging you, please
send
this
to
everyone you know. Now, it's not quite spam, but what it's asking you to do is to take this message and send it to everybody you know. And you're wondering, well, what does that do? Well, it gets everybody you know in a panic, and they send it to everybody they know, and so on and so on. And did you know that the average person these days has between 60 and 80 people in their address book? And if you send that to your 60 and 80 friends, and 10% of them, 20% of them, 50% of them, 80% of them, you pick the number, whatever percent of those people do what you do, which is send it on to their 60 to 80 friends. It doesn't take many people to click forward, select all their address book, send, before millions and millions and millions of email messages are generated out on the internet. And the whole thing about the person who starts this is he's trying to see if this gets back to him, if this makes a headline.
Right.
This thing has been circulating since 1997. And Judy's asking about it now. Now, I'm not trying to beat you up, Judy.
Well,
I'm trying to give you some helpful advice on how you can look this kind of stuff up in the future.
Luckily, Judy had the sense to ask us first, hopefully before she sent it to everybody in her address
which
book.
Which is really, really good, because if Judy would have sent this to everybody in her address book, some of those people would have replied back to her saying, "Hey, Judy, this is a hoax." And then Judy would have sent something back to everybody else in her address book saying, "I just found out it's a hoax."
Right.
But half of those people would have already sent it on, and you get the idea. We're talking about generating millions and millions of email messages, all for nothing, all wasting the bandwidth, the speed that you complain about not having. You're taking all that up by doing this. So please help yourself, do yourself a favor. When you get anything asking you to send it on to everyone you know, Don't do the easy thing and just forward it on.
And
don't do a quick little research project. Google is the most amazing tool ever. Cut and paste the thing in there. It'll find it for you almost every time.
You could actually, I mean, when you do this too, this stuff gets back to spammers too, these email addresses, because you send this off to 80 of your buddies, a spammer might end up with your entire address book.
Yeah.
Not good.
What Chad said, not good. We're talking about spam. We're talking about how to avoid it, what you can do about it, how to eliminate it, if there is such a thing.
No.
And we're definitely not talking about how to send it. If that's what you're thinking, you're at the wrong place for that. It's the Computer Corner. We got lots more show to go. We got a full hour left. We're going to take a timeout here for the news. But when we come back, our Geek Speak of the Week, we're going to talk about a couple of the resources we have, effective tools that are free to help you keep spam out of your inbox. So stay tuned for that. A couple free lines open, 602-277-5827.